Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over if it's better to manually vacuum a pool or to use a vacuum system. And I'll go into detail about both ways of vacuuming out a pool for you in this podcast. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. So when I first started in the industry, there was only one way to clean a pool, and that was with a pool hose and a vacuum head attached to your pool pole, and this was called manually vacuuming a pool or vacuuming a pool. Sometimes it's referred to nowadays as using a system vac, which is the same thing. Basically, you're going to take a pool hose, typically it's 40 to 50 feet in length, and then you'll attach a vacuum head, like the Pentair ProVac is the one that I use. And then you're going to attach the hose into the skimmer, turn on the pump or filter if it's not on already, and then you're going to use the equipment or the pump and filter at your customer's house to vacuum out the pool. So in this podcast, I'll refer to this as manually vacuuming a pool versus using a vacuum system. What's a vacuum system? It's basically a system that is used in many areas of the country, and this is a way to vacuum out a pool without using the customer's equipment. And there's many popular brands out there in the market. I'll just go in order of when they were created and when they came on the market. First, you had the PowerVac. That was about 16 years ago or so. And then the Hammerhead vacuum system came out. And then the Bottom Feeder. And then the Riptide. And so you have four very popular vacuum systems out there on the market today. So how these systems operate, they have a debris bag on top with different micron ratings. And some of them go as low as 57 microns. And basically, all the dirt, debris, leaves go into this bag. Now, the limitation of a vacuum system is the fact that it can't get the very fine dirt. And so, a lot of times, you'll have to manually vacuum a pool anyway because of the fine dirt in there. But a lot of times, you don't need to worry about that because most pools don't have very fine dirt. Although, in my region, there are some areas where the dirt is really fine. And the vacuum system won't pick up the very fine dust that's in the pool. The vacuum systems are also a lot more expensive than a manual vacuum setup. So basically, if you were going to buy a pool hose, you're going to spend maybe $70, $80 for a really high quality one. Probably less than that for a standard pool hose. And then you would get a vacuum head. I definitely recommend the Pentair ProVac. They have two different sizes. And I definitely would say this is probably the best manual vacuum head on the market. And that'll run you maybe $80 or $90 or $100, depending on what size you get. And then I would suggest a canister of some sort to trap the leaves, that way you don't clog up the pump basket or clog up the line. And I really like the Pentair leaf canister that I use in my route. It's a really great leaf canister with a few drawbacks. The snap lid is kind of a pain after a while. The O-ring wears out. Also, it loses its clearness, its opacity. The sun will make it cloudy over time. The UV rays will cloud up the plastic. I'm not sure why Pentair doesn't have better plastic, but always the problem with these is you can't see inside there after some time of using them. But I find for pool service use, this is a really good leaf canister or leaf trap, and one that I recommend. So for about $250, you can get set up to vacuum out a pool at any of your customers' houses. You would have your 40 or 50 foot vacuum hose, the manual vacuum head, and then the canister. And so you can clean just about any pool with this. Now, some of the disadvantages of using a manual vacuum at your service accounts is that you're relying on the customer's equipment. And so if the filter's not running correctly, or if there's an air leak somewhere in the system and you hook up your vacuum hose to it, you're going to lose suction. Anything that's going to interfere with vacuuming out the pool because of the equipment will hinder your ability to vacuum the pool. Also, you may have poor suction depending on how old the pump is And if the filter gets dirty, you're going to, of course, lose suction that way too. So there's some disadvantages of manually vacuuming a pool. It's still the tried and true way of cleaning a pool out there, even with those drawbacks. The majority of the pools are going to have good running pumps and filters. And so vacuuming out the pool with the manual vacuum, or system vacuuming as they call it, is pretty easy to do as long as you know the drawbacks of using the customer's equipment. Another drawback with manually vacuuming a pool is if you look at the bottom of the vacuum, it's got a hole on the bottom that's maybe an inch wide or maybe an inch in diameter. And so it's virtually impossible to manually vacuum out a pool with a lot of leaf debris on the bottom. If you have acorns on the bottom or large piles of leaves, you're going to clog up your vacuum head pretty quickly. And that's one of the frustrating things about manually vacuuming a pool out, is how often the vacuum head gets clogged up, the hose gets clogged up, the canister gets clogged up. And so to eliminate this problem, the vacuum system was invented, because most of the vacuum systems have a 6 or 8 inch opening on them with the thrust motor, depending on which one you get, is anywhere from 18 to 30 pounds of thrust, which is definitely enough to power a small boat. And so this motor with the propeller on top will pick up all this larger debris and trap it in the bag. And these bags are typically about 30 inches tall. And so you can figure you're going to be able to really trap quite a bit of debris in these bags, a lot more than a canister would hold. And you don't have to worry about the vacuum system getting clogged up. Although sometimes the propeller will get jammed by pebbles or certain leaf debris. But that's one of the things of the nature of the vacuum system that's a drawback. So if you have rocks or small objects that could get caught in the propeller, if you look at the design of these cleaners, you have the throat of them, and then you have a propeller with these blades on it that take up most of the throat. The blades are there to chop up the debris and pull it in, and if a rock gets stuck in there, it'll stop it, of course. But it's not a very common thing to happen. So for the vacuum system to get clogged up, it wouldn't be as often as a manual vacuum getting clogged up in a heavy debris pool. So I rarely have my vacuum system stop on me, although on occasion it will happen, but not very often. Now, the main drawback with the vacuum system is the price point. The lowest price vacuum system you can get is maybe a handheld power vac or Riptide with a battery box, and that's roughly about $1,000 or $1,100. And then you're going to buy the battery, which is a 35-age battery or maybe a 20-age battery. Whichever is another $50 to $70 there, and then you'll need a charger, which is about a $40 or $50 investment. So you're looking at least $1,300 for the lowest price vacuum system, or the bottom feeder, which comes with a lithium-ion battery on the back of it already, and that retails for about $1,200 or so. And so, you know, basically you're going to pay, what is that math here, 6 times as much for the cheapest vacuum system versus a manual vacuum set up with the hose, the vacuum head, and the canister. And of course, you can get the vacuum system with a cart, and that brings the price up to about $1,700 plus the battery and charger. So the cost of that is a lot more than the manual vacuum with a hose. And so the price point, I think, is one of the most prohibitive points of the vacuum system and why a lot of pool guys don't use them. It may be also that they don't see a benefit in using them, but once you use a vacuum system, you would be hard-pressed to go back to manually vacuuming every pool on your route. They work so well. They pick up so much debris and dirt and sand. Of course, again, the finer stuff will go through the bag, but the majority of stuff will be trapped in the bag. It'll save you so much time over manually vacuuming a pool. Take the bottom feeder, for example. There's no cords on that one. It's a cordless vacuum system. And so you could take the bottom feeder, walk up to the pool, turn it on, drop it in there, and vacuum a good-sized pool, let's say 15,000-gallon pool, in about 4 or 5 minutes. By that time, if you're manually vacuuming the pool, you're getting your hose set up, connecting it to the vacuum head, putting it in the water, then you're submerging the hose underwater, connecting it to your skimmer. Now, if you really practice this and you are in a race to get it done quickly, you could probably submerge it and have it all ready to go in about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes maybe at the most. But then you're halfway done vacuuming the pool already with the bottom feeder. And same thing with the other vacuum systems. If you're using a Riptide, you're going to wheel up there with the cart. You're going to just turn on the machine, unwind the cord, drop it in there. In less than a minute, you'll be vacuuming the pool. And since it has a very large opening and it has a very large cleaning path, you're going to vacuum that pool also within 5 minutes or so. And if you're manually vacuum a pool, there's only so much speed you can put into it, because if you go too fast, you're going to stir up the dirt and debris. So you can't move it nearly as fast as you're moving a vacuum system in the bottom of a pool. So the time that you're going to take to manually vacuum a pool is definitely a lot longer than using a vacuum system. Plus, you have to fight with the fact you got to put the hose away, empty out the canister. You also have to make sure that the system is running correctly. You know, sometimes you'll start vacuuming the pool and you lose suction. All these things happen. You get some debris stuck in there. You got to take everything out, clean it out, put the vacuum back in. So although manual vacuuming a pool is more affordable, it's much more time consuming. There's more hassle factor in that. And so the first chance you get to get a vacuum system, I think you should take it, because once you get one, you're going to realize, or you're going to say to yourself, why didn't I get this sooner? It makes my life so much easier having this vacuum system. Now you can pick any of the four that I mentioned. They're all great vacuum systems, and I do have my preferences, but just for this podcast, I would say that whichever one you prefer, definitely get, because they're all going to really save you time and effort out there on your pool route. I also think using a vacuum system makes you look a lot more professional. You have this gigantic piece of equipment you bring back there to clean their pool, and the customers will definitely be impressed by it. So manually vacuuming out a pool is definitely tried and true. Using that pool hose with the vacuum head works really effectively, unless the pool has really heavy debris. It's great for pools with a lot of dirt and dust in there. You can see the streaks of it as you're vacuuming, so that's really good. But if you can get a vacuum system and utilize it to the full capacity, which means using it on most of your accounts, some of the accounts that you would normally manually vacuum, you would switch over to the vacuum system and be able to clean the pool a lot quicker. And then when the winds hit or you have bad weather and the pools get a lot of heavy debris, you're going to be thankful you have this. And then you can also take on more accounts that you would normally pass on. Maybe there's an account next to another house you're doing, but they have a lot of trees over it and you're reluctant to take on that account. But with the vacuum system, that'll be no problem. And using a vacuum system, although it's more expensive, definitely has its benefits. And I think the price point, you need to also unpack that a little bit and also think about all the time you're going to save, maybe more pools you can take on that you would normally pass on, and just the fact you're not going to have as much wear and tear in your body, because manually vacuuming a pool does take a long time. You're standing out there in the sun a lot longer, and you're spending a lot longer at each account doing that. And so the vacuum system will definitely save you in a lot of areas. It'll cost more, but I think in the long run, it'll pay for itself with time saved, effort saved, and expanding your business. And if you're looking for a vacuum system, you go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and I have links to the bottom feeder, power vac, and riptide, and you can check out their systems directly from my website, and you can purchase them at your supplier or directly from their sites. And if you're starting out or you want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining the program. And you can also text me and call me in real time. Again, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.